You're listening to the Awkward Pillow Talk Podcast.
We are Jason and Stephanie Klass. We've been professional adult content creators for over 5 years, and we're here to talk about all things sexy and awkward.
This content is explicit, so you must be 18 or older to watch or listen.
These are our real life stories, so if any of that offends you, we'd like to say, fuck you. Visit virginitysnatchers.com to get in on the fun. It's Jason Klass.
And Stephanie Klass.
And today we are here to promote our adult content. Shocker.
Right.
You may not know this, but we don't make a ton of money off the podcast. We make a lot of other people a lot of money off the podcast, but we really hope that our fans will come and check out what we're actually really good at and what we're super passionate about, which our adult content. Now, it may not be exactly what you think it is. This isn't over the top. This isn't Stephanie, you know, faking things or us doing crazy scenarios. This is real life stuff. And okay, maybe the scenarios are kind of crazy.
They are very crazy.
But they are real life. And right now, Stephanie, if they subscribe, what do they get?
They get Virgin 21's video on the wall for free with your subscription, as well as $10 Virgin videos.
That's right. Any Virgin video, she's got 21 plus some comebacks.
Yeah.
And $10 each. Onlyfans.com/Stephanie Klass, Fansly.com/Stephanie Klass, or virginitysnatchers.com. If you pop in and say the podcast sent you, we'll give you an extra discount on your first purchase. Come say hi and enjoy the ride. Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining, and it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it, and hopefully we'll see you online at AwkwardXX. So we dropped all of our prices because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come.
And they take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there. All right, everybody. Thank you for joining us on another episode of Awkward Pillow Talk. And one of our favorite things to do is to connect with other adult creators. And since we are parents and we don't get to actually go out and like do cool shit,
right,
we get to like live, you know, our best life through podcasting and connecting with people that do get to go out and do fun shit.
Right.
Like Miss Behaven, who's just now complaining. She's so tired because she came back from Vegas and Dallas. And I'm thinking, damn, I'm tired because my kids were annoying this weekend.
Right.
But welcome. Thank you for coming and talking to us. And tell us a little bit about yourself and your trip and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, thanks for having me. I know that we've been trying to schedule this for a while, so I'm glad that we're finally getting it together, you know.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. I just got back from almost a 3-week trip. The first part of it was to Vegas. It was my first trip to ABN, and I got selected to sign autographs one night, although I didn't have many people visit, but who cares? I have that infamous flyer that we will all keep, you know, in perpetuity. So
That's awesome.
I had a blast in Vegas. I did something I really haven't done in the past, and I made tremendous effort to reach out in advance to people I didn't know, females that I didn't know, to film with while I was there. Mm-hmm. And I just have to tell you, it was, for someone that's not a spring chicken and who is just trying to figure out their way through this world, it was very powerful for me to do that. And that's awesome. I need to do that more often. But I had, I think, 9 or 10 tremendous collabs.
That's awesome.
And so I'm excited to get new content out. The rest of my trip was went to California and went to Texas to visit my sons.
Nice.
Well, you know, that's fair. You mix it in there.
Yeah.
So that is cool that you are a parent as well.
Oh, yes.
That's something that gets brought up with us a lot is, you know, how could you possibly be a parent and do this? And we're like, well, that has, one thing has nothing to do with the fucking other thing.
Right. I know.
You know what I mean?
People don't get it, that it's, that one of the most important things that we can share with our children is a healthy attitude towards sexual activity or our own sexual bodies, you know.
For sure.
And all too often, that's the last thing any of us get taught.
We've been discussing this. We're in an interesting, weird kind of age group with our kids and their friends where, like, all the parents are starting to talk like, hey, at what point do we have this conversation?
Right.
And of course, we're who people are looking at because they're like, you guys are going to have a much harder conversation than we are.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot harder of a time to explain.
But we're like, it's really not going to be an issue for us because we communicate so well.
So I have to ask you, and this may be an invasion of privacy, so just tell me, you have boys or girls?
One of each.
Okay.
Yep.
I only have boys.
Okay. Mm.
And for me, that was perfect. I used to be a middle school math teacher for 20-something years. That's and awesome. I always said, once I saw how mean some of those middle school girls can get, knowing that I used to be one of them, and I was very good at it, I have to say. It makes me know that I probably would not have been the best girl mom. And, you know, I just did the best I could with the boys.
Yep.
Well, we're very thankful that my daughter is me completely.
Yeah.
So I have no concerns that she accepts everybody, you know, with open arms, has zero judgment already at her age. And that's how we raise both of our kids in general is like, y'all, we get judged so hard. Like we had an instance recently where a neighbor decided to call everybody at school and tell them, hey, this is what they do for a living. And we just got to the point where like, fuck it. It doesn't matter anymore.
Right. Like, we're not going to stop.
We're not going to stop doing this.
I know. Like, I mean, what did they think that they were going to accomplish? If anything, they gave you free advertisement.
Exactly. Yeah. And like, we tell everybody like, hey, you can give a shit about us being parents and doing this for a job, but this is actually what allows us to be the best parents that we can be.
We're continually
there. So anybody else's opinion is just completely null.
Right,
like but, you know, my question to you would be, what are they judging? Are they judging the fact that you do a sex-positive podcast? Or are they judging you because you possibly live an ethically non-monogamous relationship in a married life?
It could be all of the above.
Yeah.
I mean, we're not shy about it. And we were, you know, we're content creators on top of it. So they could have gone on Pornhub and seen my dick. You know what I mean?
Right.
So I don't care. One of the first things I said too is like, what am I supposed to do? Okay, they went online, they saw my dick. Am I going to be embarrassed? Oh, he's got a big dick. You going to fucking make fun of me for that?
Right.
Like okay, cool.
Well, see, I guess my point in that question is, is that they're judging you for all those things and more, simply out of ignorance, in my opinion. Because, you know, the some of the very people that I thought were my, you know, ride or die friends are no longer those people. And now that I don't work outside of the home anymore, I got to tell you, the relationships and friendships that we have built in being a content creator and going to some of our favorite sex positive resorts and things, they are our family. They are our friends. And those relationships are priceless for us.
That's awesome.
We hope to get to that point, and we feel like that's one of the maybe downsides of us getting into this, because I'm 37, she's 35, and we've been in this for over 10 years doing the lifestyle stuff. Yeah. So when we first got into it, we were definitely the youngest people at Hedo when we'd go to Hedo by like 30 years or more.
Right.
And that just kind of became the norm for us, is like, we know that we're going to go and we're going to be in that atmosphere,
but enjoy it,
building community wasn't necessarily an option for us, because a lot of those people would just ignore us when we went through there because,
because of your age.
Yep. Right. Yeah. So not until recently are we just like, okay, well now we're kind of, we're far more comfortable in our own skin.
Right.
But we're also older and noticing, hey, there's people that are close to our age group that are
like people that we hang out in everyday life that we, if like not even like do stuff with, but just being able to be comfortable enough to talk to them about it and like just share things that we don't share very often, unless, you know, it's podcast.
Yeah. And we don't, we don't really care about age group anymore. Like, we never have. I've always said that I will choose an older woman over a younger woman any day.
Yeah.
But it's still just a matter of like being able to find that connection. And since we, you know, obviously have to, we can't travel very well. We live in a beautiful location. So we're fortunate enough that our places that we shoot content is is great, but we have to get people to come to us to shoot it.
Right.
And nobody wants to come to us for some reason.
Yeah. It's just, it's a tough location. We're like an hour and some change away from Secrets. So we're not that far, but it's
I mean, if you follow what, where I go and what I do, that's my favorite place. So,
Awesome. Well, next time you're
we'll
there,
be there
you
next weekend, actually.
Will you?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
We own a condo there, too. Hey, sign up for room 106. It's called Misbehaving.
Hey, there we go. We'll put that on there. Yeah, we can make sure that we drop that. So we've been to Secrets twice. I'm glad you brought that up, because I wanted to speak to somebody who actually likes, who obviously enjoys it.
Who enjoys it and owns a condo there, yeah.
We have not been able to enjoy it either time that we've been there. Yeah. It has been very... I don't want to say trashy, but kind of trashy.
But they were also renovating.
That was my first. That was my first reaction to it as well.
Okay.
But can I ask, what was your goal when you went? And first of all, did you spend the night or did you stay at another hotel?
No, we spent the night both times.
Yeah. Okay, well, and the rooms were part of the issue, I think, too. They were just nasty.
Yeah, they weren't. Yeah, they weren't very clean.
Okay. Well, I can't always attest to the cleanliness of ours because the same people clean them, but room 106 is a great room.
I'm not trying to bash Secrets by any means either. I'm so against bashing companies, so please don't take it like that.
I totally hear you. But the reason I ask you those questions is because, you know, when you go to Secrets, it is a great place for some people, but some of our very closest friends, they can't seem to find the fun in it that we do. And
so what is the fun in it for you? I guess that's the question. When you go there, what are you looking forward to most? Is it socializing, fucking, getting naked at the pool, all of the above?
Well, I'm an exhibitionist.
Okay.
I like to be watched. And that was her whole purpose, because we are not full swap swingers. We don't have a completely open relationship. And we certainly had no open relationship when I texted my husband while he was at work one day and said, "Hey, honey, I want to go somewhere where we can fuck in public."
That's awesome.
And I've sent him those kind of messages before while he's at work, and he used to be a pilot, so there'd be times that it'd be 2 days before I'd hear back from him, because I'd just shocked shocked the shit out of him, to be quite honest. And but this time, for some reason, I don't know, my hair's doing something funny. For some reason, he responded just like that. He's like, oh, do they make places like that? I'm like, yeah, it says right here, Edo. So we got home and we booked 2 trips.
That's awesome.
And and realize I wasn't a content creator. I had just, he wanted me to stay home from work because he had had to take a medical retirement and stuff. And so I'm too ADD not to have something to do. And so I normally get in trouble when I don't have something to do. So now trouble's just my middle name because I'm always misbehaving.
I like it.
That's
perfect. That's awesome.
But in answering to your question, why do we go? Our reasons have changed over the years. We've been going, our very first trip to Hedo was in 2019 before COVID hit.
Okay.
And we started going to Secrets because we had bought 2 trips to Hedo. And the second one we couldn't take because everything was shut down.
Okay.
So we started looking for a place to go in the States, and that's how we ended up at Secrets. And our first time there, I remember saying something to my husband like, oh, you know, honey, I'm not sure we'll come back. Yeah. You know, a few years later, we own a condo there.
All right. And so
the difference for us is, and I think just about anyone that is in any kind of alternative relationship sexually or with their spouse or significant other, is that it's the relationships and the friendships that you make along the way. They make the biggest difference in all of it. And, but in addition to that, we started going to Secrets so we could fuck in public.
Okay.
Because mama wants people to see her pussy. Mm-hmm. Evidently.
Same.
Yeah.
And so there's something about that really turns me on.
Yep.
And
I like it. Yeah.
That's when we realized it.
Huh?
We didn't realize she was into it until all of a sudden we're fucking at Hedo in a pool and she's got like 100 people watching her.
Yeah.
And she turns around, and she's like, oh, let me kick it into full drive then.
Absolutely.
Now,
see, I am the kind of person that I feed off of that energy when I know I'm being watched.
Yep.
And it just it intensifies every single thing I do.
Absolutely.
So we ended up enjoying something at Secrets that we never expected to enjoy. And if any of your listeners go to Secrets often, then they probably would recognize my husband and I because we play all the time in their dungeon in Club Swingster.
Awesome.
And, and that's mainly because usually people associate pain or marks or bruising or violent behavior with BDSM. And first of all, if they see it in that respect, they don't understand every single thing that's going on between those two people. But we also feel like we are sensory players. We do sensory play. Okay. And we feel like when we go in the playroom and watch people have sex, it's like people have forgotten the importance and the art of foreplay. And it's not sexy to us to watch other people sometimes. It's just, we've seen people checking their watch or their wife coming over and whispering in their ear that they got 5 minutes. You
know, right.
Things like that. Those things are not sexy. That is not sexy. And, you know, and if the first thing that you want to do is just, you know, put a girl's ankles by your ears and shove it in, then if that's what turns you both on, perfect. That's great.
Yeah.
But it's not what turns us on. And we have discovered that there's quite a few people that come to watch us in the dungeon, and that is their foreplay. We're like their live porn stars.
Okay.
Oh, that's awesome.
That is pretty cool.
I'd say we're more sensual. We're like that with each other. So we did like a BDSM class at Hedo one time with all the sensuality play and stuff.
And we don't necessarily
like the pain aspects, but we've always been, you know, blindfolding. I'll take away sensory, you know, put some headphones in, blindfolder, you know, hot wax, all that kind of fun stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Feels great. when we're with other people, I don't think it's necessarily as sensual as right. it is. So, like, we mm-hmm. could give a sensual show between us, because when we fuck in general, it's pretty sensual.
Right.
But when we're with other people, I think it's more, I don't know, I guess we do games and stuff, right?
Yeah,
but
it's like, yeah, group.
We had a cool thing that we just filmed recently where we introduced a couple to their first time swinging ever. Yeah. They'd never swung cool. before. She'd yes. never had sex with another guy before.
It was just her husband.
It yeah. was just her husband. Mm-hmm. And we basically were just like, look, how do you guys want to do it? You know, because she had a lot of anxiety.
Yeah.
So some of like the closer interactions that you get with people where it's like, okay, you got to go tongue kiss this dude for a minute. You know what I mean? She didn't like that kind of stuff.
Right.
But she didn't mind sucking on a cock. You know what I mean? She just didn't
want
to, like...
She doesn't want your tongue in her mouth, but she'll suck a cock, okay?
Exactly, yep.
So that was our thing. Okay.
Hey, discussing boundaries are extremely important.
Oh, absolutely, yeah.
And people laugh. They're like, okay, so you don't want to kiss me, but you're still fine sucking my cock. I'm She's like, absolutely.
Yeah, it doesn't make yeah. any sense, but just but, roll hey,
that's,
it.
That's, you know, that's her own thing. But that's what I mean, though, is, like, with us, like, we're sensual because she'll kiss me, you know. And
right.
When she's with women and stuff, she's sensual.
Right.
But with other guys, she's like, no, I just want to sit on a cock or, you know, whatever, and just get straight to it.
Right.
Because a lot of guys have their different ideas about it. I think women are a little more reliable when it comes to sensual play and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But if you were to invite another guy in on it that doesn't necessarily know, just like you said, how not BDSM isn't always about pain.
Right.
There's guys who just get this thing in their head. They're like, I've read enough fucking online erotica or, you know, how to books. I know how to do this, you know.
And you're like,
well, I talked to some of my friends that are full swap couples, and because we haven't gone down that road yet, and we may never. I don't know. I play with women, but right now we're happy where we're at. But I've asked them what the intrigue or what the attraction is for being with another guy. And, you know, one of my really good friends, she says, you know, I almost said my name. I said my real name.
We would have bleeped it for you.
We would have bleeped it out. Don't worry.
Okay. She said, you know, I have a boyfriend. He's my husband. He loves me. He buys me flowers. He rubs my feet when they hurt. He scratches my back. You know, he helps me when I'm sick. I don't need another man to be my boyfriend or to do boyfriend-ish kinds of things. I just want to be fucked is what exactly. she'll literally say. And
I get it.
And you get it. So she knows what she's talking about. And I think that may be... Also, what we have seen when we watch other people have sex in the playrooms is maybe they've already swapped and maybe they just want to get down and dirty and fuck my brains out kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
It's a possibility.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I don't remember.
About the swapping and the...
Yeah, it'll come to me in a second.
Okay. It's gone for now.
She said fucking my brains out or fucking brains out and just... automatically went to, you know, the playroom and Hito. It's just visual experience right there. Took me away.
So I have a funny story about the playroom at Hito. You want me to share it?
Absolutely.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So I am a huge squirter.
Okay.
Okay.
And in the right situation, when things are getting done really right, I mean, I can come like that, like 10, 15, sometimes 20 times a night.
Wow.
Impressive.
And so they have, when we were there the last time anyway, they had a sex swing. And I used to be a gymnast, so I feel very comfortable being a little bit acrobatic and stuff. That's My body doesn't move like it used to, but I like to get upside down. That's my happy place. I'm upside down, all is right with the world for some reason. And I have my best orgasms that way. And so...
All right.
They have a sex swing there that is extremely sturdy, and it has like three chains on each side instead of just the two supporting you.
Okay.
And this sex swing was built in such a way that I was able to totally get my legs and ankles up around the chains and get my body pretty much completely vertical, which puts important pieces of my anatomy at a very... all you can eat buffet
Very nice.
Yes.
Position. And, you know, whether you're eating with your hands or not. Right. So, the last time we were there, I gave myself a very bad eye infection.
Uh-oh.
From coming in my own eyes.
Oh, my gosh.
The kind of eye infection that you have to go to the eye doctor and get those drops that you can't come into contact with anyone else for 3 weeks because very contagious. And let's see, there's 21 days and 3 weeks. On day 22, I'd given it to my husband.
Oh no.
So we were out of commission for 6 weeks all because I came in my own eye.
I didn't even know that was like
didn't know that was a thing.
A concern.
I, well, you when know, she I've said heard she about,
was going upside down, I was like, I know where this is. Well, I had an idea of where this was going.
Yeah,
I know the eye. I was like, oh no.
Yes. I have given myself my own eye infections. Luckily, it was the very last night we were there, and we had chosen to stay up all night long and just catch the transport to the airport the next morning. We were up all night long, and holy moly, was I in a lot of pain by the time I got home. But I just, can imagine. You know, I had no clue it was as contagious as it is and was then.
That's wild.
Yeah,
well, thank you for doing the research.
I apologize
so we don't
now to anybody else I gave to on the plane.
Whoops.
That's hilarious. You know,
people thought they only had to worry about COVID.
Right.
Now you got to worry about that. Oh, man.
Uh-huh. Yes, you do.
That's hilarious. We've not been to Hedo in a while. We need to.
We were there.
It's been over a year.
I guess it'll be almost 2 years.
I know.
It's been two, maybe 3 years for us. It's just. Considering that you had asked about secrets and we talked about Hedo, and that's why we ended up going to secrets was when Hedo was shut down or we couldn't go to Hedo. We needed a place that we could drive to. And since then we feel like the energy, that you get at secrets kind of matches what you get at Hedo.
Oh,
to some extent, you know, there's, you know, a party vibe all the time. It's, you know, it's like when we go there, it's not that we want a quiet place to sip coffee, you know.
Right.
We want to go. We want to have a good time. We want to be able to fuck in public. That was my first criteria. And at some of the other resorts, you can't do those things. You can't have public displays of affection. And that to us kind of defeats the whole purpose of those resorts.
Secrets is fine with you fucking out in like the general pool area then?
Or do you have to do it in you can fuck anywhere you want.
Okay.
Except for the parking lot or the lobby.
That's
or the
fair.
Bathroom, public bathroom.
Was it Desire that we went to that doesn't allow you to fuck out?
Desire doesn't let you.
Okay.
Desire does not. But like out by the hot tub at night in a cabana, you know, we have. There's another one in Florida that you can't.
Yeah, we haven't been to that one.
Yeah, I've been there.
It's very nice, and some would say it's a lot nicer than Secrets is, as far as facilities wise. But if you haven't been to Secrets in a while, they are totally stepping up their game.
Nerd.
They have redone their entire playroom and it is really, really nice. Their dungeon. We love going there. We love the dungeon there because with us not being impact players, we feel like we attract a group of people that might not otherwise even walk inside the dungeon.
Okay.
Because we were those people. We were those people that we'd walk in and we'd see, you know, activities going on. And there wouldn't even be activities sometimes. Just how the costuming and everything you see when you walk in is all intimidating if you don't know what you're doing. And And so now, though, we've become very close with the people that work in the dungeon master, Commander Midnight. We love him dearly. We consider him family. And we've bonded with a lot of the owners there and a lot of people that keep coming back. And especially considering that I've lost a lot of friends since I've decided to be a content creator. Yep. It's kind of replaced that tenfold for us.
Now, let me ask you this. Did you, when you finally made the choice to become a content creator, did you decide to tell your friends, or did somebody take that away from you and find out on their own, or did you just kind of like...
Well, I didn't tell my friends because I figured it only lasts a couple of months.
Okay.
You know, I'm not young, and I thought, you know, I'll try this for a couple of months. I'll get bored, you know, and the newness of it'll be gone, and I'll be done. I will have scratched that itch.
Right.
And over 2 years later, that is not the case. And so my friends found out because at one point, Instagram made this change where it's like Instagram and Facebook kind of merged or something.
Yep.
And you had to click a little box if you wanted any post that you made on Instagram to go to your Facebook, or unclick it or something. Anyway, something got posted on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
That then ended up on my vanilla page. And, whoops. You know, the next thing I know is I'm getting a couple of calls. As a matter of fact, the one girl that that I did consider my very, very, very best friend, she's never called me. She's the one that found it. She called other people. But, and I'm the kind of person, I can talk to you about anything. You can, whether I'm going to like what you have to say or not, is love me enough to, and respect me enough to have that conversation with me.
Right.
Like, you know, not every conversation has to be an easy one, right. But at least I'll know that that love and respect is there, and we can agree to disagree. You know, that's a very adult, mature thing to do these days, right. You know, and, but some people can't, and yeah. You just have to love them through it. And so, you know, she just eventually sent me some lengthy, very judgmental text messages that I just chose to never respond to. And that's been a couple of years ago. So
sorry to hear that. Yeah. People are
so shitty. You know, other friends have found out, and they're still my friends, but they're not, it's not something we talk about kind of thing. And then, but I don't know about you guys. We love our vanilla friends. We do, but it's difficult to be around them these days.
I don't think we have much of a choice because we don't have very many creator friends our area. There's really no lifestyle people in our area.
Where I live, it's where people go to retire. Some would consider a place you go to die. And we came here because we wanted to retire here. And, and there's no one, and I do mean no one, to do things with or talk about things to. We do have a set of friends that we found on one of the, you know, lifestyle apps. I think it was SDC. Mm-hmm. And they're only like 15 or 20 minutes away. And we met them, but our rule was, especially considering that we're not a full swap couple. As a matter of fact, playing's not even an option until we let you know it's an option kind of thing, you know?
Right.
But when we met them, the other thing we didn't want to happen is to make a decision to play with someone that we could run into at the grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And what if it wasn't a good experience? What if it was something you never wanted to do again? What if it caused a huge argument when you got home? You know, what if? And you really didn't want to continue that kind of relationship with them anymore. Right. We didn't want that awkwardness to be there.
Oh,
And now that we've gotten into this, we realize how important it was for us to do what we did, because we kind of believe you shouldn't shit in your own backyard, so to speak. And that's what we consider people doing when they mess up friendships in order to have a sexual encounter with someone. And so we told them, we said, look, we just want friends. We need friends in our lives that we can have conversations with, that we don't have to not be truthful, or we have to hide things, or or we can't share some of the very things that we have fun doing.
Right.
And I can't tell you how many times they've come back and they said, you know, we are so glad that y'all made that rule, because we're the first friends that they've had that are not vanilla friends that they share this part of their life with, that they don't fuck.
And that's, I try to get that across to more people.
Right.
Like, we've gone out and we've had like lunch with older swingers and we've had a great fucking time. Like,
like just a genuinely good time. I love talking to
everybody.
Yeah.
And I, maybe we don't want to fuck, but like, we could still hang out.
Right. Like, we could just still have that connection of being.
Because there's like, not a lot of people that I can tell my stories to. You know, I have an issue. I have a weird conundrum. I always struggle to complain about it because everybody's like, yeah, but you get to be a porn star. It's like, yeah, but I have nobody I can talk to about it, because any guy that I talk to, they're like, hey, this, my favorite porn star ever is coming to my house to fuck my wife on camera. You know what I mean? My guys, when I text that, which it's not even that like intense of a text, but they'll, they just won't respond back.
Why?
It's nothing. No responses. So I'm like, cool. I get nobody to message me while you're over here messaging like these other girls, and they're like, get it, girl.
I'm like, woo. Like, but it's still like, it's, it sucks that like, we don't have a lot of people out here. Like, we have people online and stuff, and like, we can communicate that way.
We have four really good friends right now that are all vanilla.
Right.
And they know what we do.
Right.
And we can talk about more or less what it is we do with them. And they understand. We've told them, we're not trying to make you uncomfortable.
Right.
If it gets to that point, you let us know. If you want to more details, ask, because we're obviously an open book.
Right. Like, we just don't want to
see that. Is also the other thing is, you know, what's too much information to us is different than too much information to them, you know?
My filter is way off, and I let people know that.
I don't have one.
Exactly. Like, I do porn for a living, so there's going to be times where maybe I look at something and think, it's not that bad.
Right.
And then TikTok totally disagrees.
Right. Yeah. And TikTok says, yeah.
Well, what else was I going to mention? I know what I was going to ask you about. The intimally. I think that's how you pronounce it.
Oh, I have it right here. I forgot to show. I wasn't even sure I told you about it.
I saw it on your links, please.
Can I open it?
Yeah.
Because here's the thing. I really haven't advertised it as far as making videos and stuff, because I've been a busy hoe.
So I saw this and it was super interesting. This is the one where, like, you actually, she did a scan, I believe, right?
On this one, you do a photo. But when I was at AVN's last week, I got everything scanned, baby. I got a whole torso coming.
That's awesome.
That's badass.
All right. But look at this. Look how jiggly it is. It is just like so soft.
I mean,
I was so, because they're not cheap, but I was especially shocked at the, because feel is very important for to me.
Has your husband done a side by side on it yet?
Well, mine feels better.
I assumed that much. I was thinking looks. You know, is it very, very close? Like,
yes. There's actually. I mean, it's not even symmetrical. I don't know if you can look, but there's like a little wrinkle there that goes that way. But it does, you know what I'm saying?
That's right. Amazing.
That's awesome. That's so
welcome to the future, baby.
Right.
Okay. You know I'm ADD, so I got to do this.
That's That's the first time anybody spread their pussy lips on this podcast.
I just had to.
I love it. That's awesome.
Now, I'll be the first to say that once you get inside, a hole is a hole on these things. You know, I don't know if it's that way so much with guys when you're fucking another woman. And I don't know. Do holes feel different?
I'll have to try some more and let you know.
Okay. Yeah. Get back to me on that.
But, still doing the research.
But you know what? Okay. The word research in my house means something different than it does anybody else's house. The very first time I squirted, like many women, I thought I peed. Mm-hmm. But I knew I didn't.
Right.
But I wanted to keep figuring things out until I figured it out. So when I say I'm doing research, I'm watching porn. But look how squishy and squeeze. It is so soft. Awesome. Oh, I just love it.
That's awesome.
That is so cool.
I just love it. But I can send you that link. Excuse me, because I don't think it was in anything that I sent you.
Nope, but I found it on one of your link trees, so I can post it on there too if you forget.
Okay,
I'll
great.
Make sure that you get it on there.
Perfect.
I thought that's the only reason I found out about that was like that was product it? Line was through your your links. So
we do
a ton of promotions through like sex toys and stuff. So I feel like I'm pretty well versed on these companies.
Right.
And I've literally looked up how to get that done before because I was trying to figure out how we could do it for you. And I was like, I emailed Fleshlight and all these other companies and nobody ever fucking got back to me. I was like, oh, fuck them. You know?
I don't know how old this company is, but I have been very pleased with them. The support they've already given me in such a short amount of time has been great. And, but you ask about, you know, how they did it and things, if it was scanned, when I was in Vegas at AVN's, there was a company that kept like a tent there, like a tanning bed, like when you get a spray tan.
Yeah.
And I literally went inside there, dropped on my clothes, and the guy holds a scanner like you have at the grocery store. Okay. And it beeps when it gets things scanned just right. And you can watch it on the computer screen. You can watch a
3D,
a flat screen, but three-dimensional version of your boobs and your pussy and your ass. You can do your feet too, but I don't have good feet.
Okay. All right.
That's wild.
That is really cool.
And so I just got a message from them yesterday and they're about to start working on my torso.
That's amazing.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
It will be a torso where you can fuck the titties. You can fuck the pussy. And I guess you can do things to the ass, but not quite sure.
Well, they got to get your consent first, right?
Yeah. I don't think the scans they did got that.
Got it. Okay.
Oh, maybe next time.
Yeah.
Maybe next time.
That's awesome.
So you have a, let's talk about your pages real quick, just so everybody knows how to find you and how things work. I like to kind of give people a little bit of truth in advertising so that when they go to their page, they know what to expect. So you have an OF, you have a free one and a paid, correct?
Correct.
Mm-hmm. And so I'd imagine the free one is going to include pay-per-views for people to go. What's your pay-per-view range? Do you have a price range that you post things for?
I typically try not to go over $9.99 on videos and stuff. It always depends on the length of time that the video was for me. But I try not to charge more than $9.99. But sometimes you do. It never fails that if you go over that mark, they're not going to pay it no matter how many people are in it, no matter who's in it, no matter what, you know, and that just seems to be the price point for my fans and stuff. On my free page, you know, they're going to get pictures of me with, some kind of clothing on, bikini, lingerie, whatever it is. And they're going to, you know, I'll have on my wall my videos and stuff that they can purchase. On my paid page, it's a small subscription fee, and I make at least 3 to 7 posts a day. All of them just about is going to show my pussy.
All right.
And then I sell my videos for a cheaper rate on there, considering they're paying a subscription. I think I'm about to start a third page on OnlyFans to make it a totally no pay-per-view and see how that goes. I have Fansly, I have Sex Panther, I have Minivids.
So we'll get some of these clips also. Fansly does really good with these podcast clips.
Yes.
So we'll tag you in that if you're okay with
it.
And it'll help tease maybe some of the content that you have coming up as well for you.
All right.
But we'll connect with you on that and make sure all of that's shared. It was awesome talking to you.
Yeah.
Thank you
so
much.
Well, it was great talking with you guys too.
Agreeing to come on with us. It's always crazy when we, you know, connect with people like this, where, like, you know, 10 years ago, I'd be like, I'm talking to an adult performer, you know, like, what the hell am I going to have in common with her?
Right.
But now that I'm in this job and realizing that these are my people, these are, like, really my people, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Or the people that are bold enough to go out and live life the way they want to live it and say, fuck everybody else. You know what I mean?
That's so I have to tell you something really before we get off. Before we get off.
Yes.
Go ahead.
You just said something, because I want to tell my age, and I don't do that very often, but I'm 58 years old, and most people would not expect me to be over 50. And I take a lot of pride in my age, because not a lot of women my age have the guts to do this or the confidence to do this, and they're too critical on their bodies. And if I could just be a role model for one person to try something new, I want to be that person. If I could be that role model for someone to try something new in bed with their husband, I want to be that person. You know what I'm saying? I feel like there is a very strong message that women in my age group have to share in this. And it's not just all about sex. And when you said, fuck you all, or whatever it was you said, then you should really know that if you were to see the vanity plate that's on my car, it says Faye.
Okay.
Because for me, Faye means fuck all y'all.
Okay. I was trying to figure out what it was going to say, but I couldn't figure it out.
Perfect.
People that don't know just think it's my first name.
I just want to go on record again for saying I love older women. I love it.
So he would 58, prefer, yeah.
You are absolutely gorgeous.
Right. Well, thank you. Thank you.
Age is just a number.
58.
It is a number.
That's it's now just like telling a weight. I got to go way past that in my age group. If she looks like this at 58, I've got some wiggle room.
You got some wiggle room.
I got some wiggle room. Well, again, Miss Behaven, you are amazing. Yes. Thank you so much. I'm going to hit stop on this. Just hang tight with me for a few minutes so we can let everything finish uploading. All right?
Absolutely.
It's Jason Class.
And Stephanie Class.
And today we are here to promote our adult content. Shocker.
Right.
You may not know this, but we don't make a ton of money off the podcast. We make a lot of other people a lot of money off the podcast, but we really hope that our fans will come and check out what we're actually really good at and what we're super passionate about, which our adult content. Now, it may not be exactly what you think it is. This isn't over the top. This isn't Stephanie, you know, faking things or us doing crazy scenarios. This is real life stuff. And okay, maybe the scenarios are kind of crazy.
They are very crazy.
But they are real life. And right now, Stephanie, if they subscribe, what do they get?
They get Virgin 21's video on the wall for free with your subscription, as well as $10 Virgin videos.
That's right. Any Virgin video, she's got 21 plus some comebacks.
Yeah.
And $10 each. OnlyFans.com/StephanieClass. Fansly.com/StephanieClass. Or virginitysnatchers.com. If you pop in and say the podcast sent you, we'll give you an extra discount on your first purchase. Come say hi and enjoy the ride.
Awkward people, Stephanie and I are super excited to announce a new partnership that we have with a swinging community site called SDC. Now, the way that we're going to handle this one is this is where we're going to communicate from now on with anybody that we want to play with, because SDC has a great way of letting us figure out exactly what somebody is. It's going to ask all the right questions. I get to know what their height, their weight, their play preference, all kinds of pictures. They can upload videos, and it makes it super easy to search and verify location on. So we figured, hey, if they're going to let us play and advertise, that's probably going to be the right site for us to use, right, Steph?
Absolutely. I mean, it makes sense.
It's like window shopping now. Steph can just jump on and whoever she likes, boom, right there. Now, if you want to make sure that you get connected with us on that site, sign up through our link, awkwardxxx.com. Anybody that signs up there, we will find out. Now, maybe not immediately because we're still learning, but we will find you and we will send you a message saying, hey, thank you for joining. And it'll be a great way for us to connect and have unfiltered conversation together. So we're really looking forward to it. And hopefully we'll see you online at awkwardxx. So we dropped all of our prices.
Yeah.
Because we're trying to create community here instead of just try to make money. You know, I always said that when I was in real estate, that if we took care of our community first, the money would come.
And they would exactly, take care of us.
Exactly. And that's what we're trying to do here. So on our Fansly now, we have it opened up pretty wide. For about $100, you can see every pay-per-view that we have available.
Right.
Opened right there. We're also dropping the prices of all our pay-per-views across the board. So instead of $30 a pop, they're going to be $20 a pop. We know the economy is struggling right now, but we also just really want to increase the amount of people that can see our content and possibly join in. So if you think that might be you, check it out, virginitysnatchers.com. Please support us and leave a comment, like it, share it, tell your family about it, and we'll see you there.